Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I decided to slow it down today and separate the words so you really heard them, you know, and own them. Yes, I am magnificent. Yes, I am sexy. Yes, I am loved. Okay, let's take what little Bubbleopolo does and really walk the talk of that, which, by the way, thank you. We've met our quota. We'll be in the toy guide for Amazon. Thank you all for participating in that. Everybody wins, because whomever you bought those darn little fabulous, incredible bears for is sure going to win in the long run. So thank you all. Please join us for our next webinar on self-retribution, which has a lot to do with self-judgment and the charge that keeps coming back to you. And then in November, I'm pleased to say Dr. Frank Verdici will be back with us to do a webinar on autoimmune. It's something that's really taken my attention and fancy, and I want to bring you the latest information. He is an expert in autoimmune disorders. So we've got a lot of exciting stuff lined up. If you are new to us, know that you have found quite an amazing community, all about self-responsibility, tough self-love, but definitely loving yourself, loving who you are, knowing that you're here to create who you are through your choices and your focus and your joy and your love. If you think you want to talk with the channel, please press 1 now so we can get you into the queue. Okay, I don't usually do processes, but we're going to get one in the top of the show today. I want to talk about your HARA line, H-A-R-A, your HARA line. Now, your HARA line is this imaginary line, energetic line, that goes through the chakras below your body, through your major seven, and up through your crown chakra to imaginary ID point that's above your crown chakra. When your HARA line is straight, strong, and through that ID point, you can feel what you truly know. Let me say that again. You can feel what you truly know. And those words are kind of oxymorons to a lot of people, because knowing and feeling have become so separated. But in reality, if you truly want to know what you really know, then you go to your heart. So we're going to start the show by saying, which is claiming, which is directing, knowing that it's already in place, our hearts are open front and back and merged with our entire whole brains. Our HARA line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. Our chakras are open, balanced, and spinning in the right direction, and we are in alignment with Source. So that was in my last e-blast. If you want to have it so you can print it, that automatically, from the information I get from the channel, opens our pituitary and pineal and a lot of other things. It really allows the flow to happen through our physical energetic, spiritual, emotional beings. So there, if we are not in our knowing, we are put into a lot of fear and confusion. There's an enormous amount of fear and confusion going on in our country and in the world, not just the election, ISIS, and the weather patterns, okay? A lot of fear and confusion. When we go into fear and confusion, that affects the charge we send out to the universe. So we go, I'm afraid, which means I'm not in trust, which means I'm not creating my own life the way I want it. So we send out the charge of, I don't know, I'm confused. That puts me into fear and more not knowingness. So, you know, I want you to know, in the midst of all that fear and confusion, it's totally possible for you to hold your knowing. Now, the channel said right before I came on that the thing we're being challenged with is it just doesn't make sense that we can stand back, watch all of this confusion and anger that's going on in the world, and stay in our knowing. It doesn't make any sense. We think we have to follow the confusion. But that's simply not true, and I'm going to take you through a process. So stop what you're doing. Get quiet. Let's take a couple of deep breaths. Another deep breath. I want you to fall into your heart. And you know where that is. You know where your heart center is. Just fall into the peacefulness of your heart. And they gave me one question to ask. While you were in your heart and you're connected with your feeling body, what do you know about this country? I'm hoping that you could sense when you wanted to go back to your mind to find that answer, and how your mind and your heart probably gave you entirely different answers. Doesn't matter if you live overseas. We have a lot of followers overseas. You have opinions about this country. We have opinions about this country. And with everything going on, and I'm not talking about any candidates here, I'm talking about your knowing as far as this country. Was it a peaceful answer? Was it a clear answer? Because if it was in confusion and fear, that's a sure sign you went back into your head. And that's what I want you to get used to assessing and holding on to. So we're going to claim this knowing for all energy in all dimensions. That we consistently hold on to this and remember to always go to our knowing by straightening our hara line, straight, strong, and through the ID point, falling into our heart. Okay. Again, if you want to talk with the channel, we're going to, yeah, they want to get right to it today. So press 1 if you want to talk to the channel if something's come up. And we're going to start with Vivian in North Carolina because you were the first caller. You've been on for a while. You must have something you want to get to, Vivian. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for calling, for taking my call.
Of course. What can we help you with?
My 8-year-old son. I need help.
Okay.
I
can tell you, your 8-year-old son is really involved in all the anger and the confusion.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to know that your question has to do with what I just talked about. And the more you can help him stay in his knowing, the better off he's going to be. But now they want the specifics. So what are the specifics that's going on with him?
Well, he has been diagnosed with, we've been through a whole ride here with finding out what's going on with my son, knowing there was something going on with my son. We found out what was going on with my son, and he's receiving therapy for it, occupational therapy for it. And I also feel, like I've seen it, that he has some not nice energies coming in, hanging around him. I feel it, I see it, so does my partner, so does my youngest son. We recently moved from South Florida to North Carolina in December, and his biological father is in Florida. Now, you know, all this, I encourage him every day to connect, my 8-year-old son to connect, to receive guidance, to stay as clear as he can and be as aware as he can. You know, we've been helping him. You know, he's 8, but we've been helping him, and he gets what he gets, and what he doesn't get, he doesn't get. But it's been a challenge. It's been draining me. It's been a lot of work. And with the occupational therapy exercises at home as well, it's every day.
Okay,
and
so
now,
Vivian.
Uh-huh.
Vivian,
mm-hmm.
I want to get clear. The one question you want, do you want insight about you and how you can stay? Well, the channel is saying it's the same thing. You and mm-hmm. your son both, it would help you greatly to do what I just walked you through.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, every morning, every night, and whenever during the day you feel off. Because you're being overwhelmed. And when you get into overwhelm, you get into confusion. And you forget to stay balanced. And then you start using words like, it's really hard. Okay? Anything you do through love, Vivian, isn't hard. It may be time-consuming. It may be energy-consuming. But the love helps feed the energy that you have to do that. They want to give you the energetic basis to what is going on with your son.
Okay.
And you. You're sharing this thing, and it's a belief, a belief pattern that has been passed down to you through your mother's side of the family. But give me a song, please.
I'm sorry?
Give me a song. Any song that pops into your head.
You Are My Sunshine?
Okay. You guys got to get back to the joy. Now, I'm not a doctor, but my channel gives you the energetic background to why you're in stress and why he's being challenged with this physical thing. Okay. You went out of joy, they're saying, a year ago? A year ago, October, around then. So what happened a year ago, October, that started putting everybody into such a tizzy?
Well, a year ago in October, it started before that, but what's significant in October is that I went to court.
Yeah.
Because my ex-husband wanted to take my son from me.
Okay. That, you're right, it did start there, but the straw that broke the camel's back, okay, per se, that threw you guys over the edge, that put you into fear, and you and your son, was that you were going to be separated, and this wasn't going to work out. And that made him go, I don't know if I'm safe in the world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You have to now start talking about the joy and the love. Isn't it wonderful that this worked out. You know, what can we do today? Little thing we can do today to start the day out with lots and lots of joy. And they're saying, you know, watch some funny movies with him. Go do some stuff that he really loves to do, because for both of you, it's about bringing more joy back into your life. That may sound very simple, Vivian, but it's huge. Can you see that you spend more time worrying than you do celebrating?
Yes, I have been doing that more often.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you make an effort, a joyful effort, to shift your attention back to having fun with your children now?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to do that. They're saying for 2 weeks. Will you call me back in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, okay.
Yeah. And they want you to really practice that for 2 weeks. And this goes for everybody, guys. We just, with everything going on in the world, we have to make conscious choices consistently. Where can I move into joy and love? Where can I move into joy and love? What can I do for myself today that's going to create more joy and love? All right, Vivian?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, darling. Don't downplay that, guys. Don't downplay the simplicity of it. It can heal your bodies and your psyches faster than you can imagine. Eileen in New York City, you're on, sweetheart.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I had a sort of revelation that I wanted to talk to your guides about. You know, I went for a test of my carotid arteries because I have high cholesterol. Well, the arteries were fine, but they found something wrong with my thyroid, and it was really kind of strange. And, you know, kind of freaked me out because I'm a singer, and it's like I have nodules on my thyroid. What's going on? And once I got out of the freakiness, I said, okay, there's got to be a message. Because I know my body talks to me, as all of us, you know, experience that. And I know the thyroid has to do with timing. So I know there's a message about timing. Now,
actually, Eileen, they're saying it's actually a lack of timing. So what? There are things that you've wanted to move on that you haven't moved on. And that's...
Yes.
I don't have the body books with me because I'm in Washington, out of town.
Okay.
But they would like you to email me and remind me to scan the thing on thyroid and send to you.
Okay.
But... What are the professional things that you've wanted to do that you haven't moved on? And again, it's affecting the joy in your life because you haven't moved on this because of fear. What is it?
Well, you know, it's been the same thing for many, many years. You know, all of this music that I've written that hasn't been published and hasn't been really put out there, and every time I try to do it, it feels bigger than me. It's like, I don't know how to do this.
Uh-huh. Bingo. That's it. So, you know, it's pretty clear. That puts you in confusion. As soon as you start giving yourself the mental feedback, I don't know how to do this, and this is bigger than me, right? So what did your mom have to do with that, I think? What did your mom have to do with that message?
I don't know. I mean, I do remember, you know, as a child that I always wanted to make her happy, and I thought the music would make her happy, and it never ended up really, I mean, it made her happy, but it didn't change her situation.
Okay,
and,
so stop there.
Okay.
You just answered your own question. So if you put that into an objective observation, your little girl says, well, you know, what's the point of getting my music out there? It's not going to make any difference anyway. Because the world represents your mom.
But the greater part of me doesn't feel that way. The greater part of me knows the value of the music.
Yeah, the value of the music. But we're talking about, so basically it's my music is really valuable and it's not going to change anything out there in the world. See, if you see the world, a.k.a. your mom, as someone who's not going to be affected by your amazing music, then you're going to keep creating your amazing music, but never be able to take it out into the world because you're saying to yourself, what's the use? It's not going to have any effect anyway. That's one part of it. There's a second part of it. Hold on. Give me a movie, please, any movie that comes in.
I'm drawing a blank.
Out of your own way.
Love story.
Okay. Love means never having to say you're sorry. So stop apologizing that you couldn't save your mom, honey. That was up to her. It wasn't up to you to write music to make the world happy. It's up to you to write music that makes you happy and then take it to an agent or anybody that you want to get it out there by and go, here's my music. Wherever it goes from now is up to it, but it made me happy doing it. You see, I can tell you that from being an actor. I can't go in trying to please them. If I go in trying to please them, then I can't channel the best performance possible.
Right.
I have to go in to, and every creative person, and we're all creating our lives. So this applies to all of us. All creative people have to go create for the joy of the creation itself. Not to save people, not to make people happy, which was what your words were with your mom. Do you understand?
I do, but it felt like it changed, but I guess it didn't completely.
Completely
because it does make me happy.
The key word.
It
does make you happy, that's true. What would complete that happiness is if it made everybody else happy.
Right.
So it made you happy as a little girl to make the music, but it would have really made you happy and completed your happiness if it would have changed your mom. That's true. You said it. Right?
I did.
Okay. You can't depend on that. You can't depend on the reactions of other people, guys, because half the time we're so scared of the reaction of other people that we don't actually get out and create what we want to create. It's the biggest thing in your way right now is just to make that final little shift of, I don't care if anybody likes it. I love this. It gave me joy. I'm getting it out into the world, and I'm knowing that the world is going to find it. And then you've got to let go.
I'm going to sing for some people, this latest thing that I wrote, and I'm going to approach it exactly that way.
You bet. You just
Thank you.
I'm going to get up here and be in total joy of this amazing thing I've created. Like it or not like it, I don't have any control over that. But boy, I sure do have control over the joy I bring it into the world with. So you see, we have a theme going already about this joyfulness. And it's hard to be in joyfulness if we're living in anger and confusion that's going on in the world right now. Basically, what the channel is saying is, don't take it on, guys. It's not yours to take on. Yours is to joyfully go create. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Oh, break a leg, baby, and have a great time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Boy, I do know that as a creative actor, because we want to please. We're taught to please. But holding your focus on pleasing other people limits your creation so much, because you're always watching to see if they're liking it, instead of being totally immersed in the joy of the creation of it. Okay, we're going to Kate in San Francisco. Hi, Annie, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, the first thing, not my question, but the question of my heart, the answer came out that people care, that I care, that the country cares.
Beautiful.
That was a nice answer.
Yes. And I bet that was greatly different than what your head thought.
Yeah. And I didn't. Yeah. My head didn't even pop in. My head didn't even answer.
Great. Please keep practicing that, guys. You will be able to move into so much more joy if you keep practicing that.
Yeah. My question is similar to the other callers about believing in things that work out. It's like a split. It could be the head and the heart split. And I still have certain categories about relationships and career that they don't work out, that it's hard and it's difficult. and other things do work out without me even trying. And some things are stuck on that don't work out.
Okay, so that tells you, I mean, she's describing everybody that will ever hear this. So that goes on with all of us. Some of us are very, very successful in a lot of subjects, and we have more subjects that's our nemesis, right?
Right.
That's got to tell you there are some pretty firm belief systems in place there that are not allowing you to apply what you know that works everywhere else in your life. But there's a but in those two places. Okay, there's two things they want to give you. What was the first subject?
Relationships.
Okay, but give me a song.
What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love.
Okay. So you're trying to get love.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to give love. Focus on giving love. Who can I give love to? What beautiful man out there or woman out there can I choose to give love to?
Okay.
What's the next subject?
Career.
Career. Okay, we're going to the sheets for that one, and we're going to a corp leaf, right? To a corp leaf? Yes. This page. Okay. Here. Okay, if all those are the highest and most correct words. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. So in other words, when I get what I want, I'm depressed. So they'd like to go to the relationship between your mom and dad when you were little.
Oh.
What does it have to do with you putting together that belief? When I get what I want, or when I'm loved.
Just start talking about
the relationship.
They
when you were a little girl.
When
you were a little girl, what relationship between your mom and dad? What did you witness?
Silence. It's either silence or yelling. Not really communication in between.
Okay. So if you can't communicate in your career, you can't create a successful career.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are. So either she had to shut up or she had to defend herself. Is that it?
Yeah, it was like exploding. It was like things building in silence and then exploding.
Okay. So that was her definition of love. So let's go to your career. Where, and you, they say you'll very distinctly know this as soon as I say it. Where in your career are you afraid of it exploding in a bad way if you move forward in what you want to do?
Oh.
I guess just that nothing would happen.
Yeah. Okay, because you're stuck. See, you're stuck, Kate, when you, if you have to shut up or you have to explode, and you, neither one of those things is going to get you what you want. You're stuck.
Right. Right.
Okay. So are you working now?
Yeah, definitely. But not in what my heart wants.
Okay. Do you believe?
I've always worked in the head area.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's start playing more in the heart area because your heart gives you a lot of strength. And your heart also lets you know, you see, that's the Horoline thing again, that you're always heard and you're always safe to be heard. You know, because the fear is, if I follow my heart and do what my heart wants to do, I'm not going to be heard in this world.
Uh-huh.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, or judged, like the other person, worrying about what other people like. Judge when I
oh spoke. Sure that's what
when
your dad did to your mom.
Yeah, right.
And she was terrified is the highest word that he was going to judge her wrong, and then she would have to bear the scorn. Right, bear the volatility or bear the silence. You don't have to do that. Get clear about what you want by following your heart. And the biggest thing is I'm seen, I'm heard, and I'm loved when I state the truth of my heart.
Oh, that's good. Can you say that again?
Yes, I'm seen, I'm heard, and I'm loved when I state the truth of my heart. That's beautiful for everybody, guys.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for bringing that one in. Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we're going to Emily in California. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
Dee.
Hi.
What's up? Hi.
Well, yeah, what an incredible ride creating my freedom. Real quick, I want to report back on something from before. I had talked about my daughter feeling a lot of stress at her new high school as a freshman. And and she got very clear for herself. And then I got clear that I totally trusted where she went with it, that independent study is the right thing for her. Her dad was so opposed. She lives half time with each of us. And we just had a meeting on Friday with her therapist and her dad. Her school's been involved. Everybody totally agrees, totally hears her, that she needs to be in a setting that is not so highly structured, where she can follow her own impulses and rhythms in doing her work and being creative. So we're looking at alternatives.
I want to quickly point out that that's what this whole show has been about. The courage to know your own heart and follow it and create at your own pace in your own way. Beautiful. Okay.
I've
got goosebumps all over me. They're standing up, they're applauding, they're clapping, they're laughing. This is a very joyful thing for your daughter. And you, by the way. And your husband, by the way.
Yes. It was like I had flashbacks to when I was leaving him, 12 years ago. It was like all the same issues and arguments. And, I don't know, being able to create together and come to this is so exhilarating and beautiful.
Yes, and isn't it interesting how, I want everybody to listen to this, how she came forward to serve everyone in doing that.
Yes.
See, a lot of times, guys, other people will go through trials and tribulations and indeed even leaving the planet so that we have an opportunity to grow. So they're saying to tell you and acknowledge for you that your daughter is a very old soul who came forward to serve in a lot of ways, this being just some of the first ways.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she's destined to do a lot in this lifetime.
Yeah.
So
it's
great,
incredible.
Emily.
She's
so happy for you, sweetheart. Great. Great.
Thank you. Yeah, and so my question is around my own creation, right in line with all these other calls. And I feel an impulse to start writing. I think I have some clarity already about, it has to just be for my own joy, not for, because I know this book is going to reach a lot of people.
So where's the but?
But to, yeah.
See, they're saying just follow your daughter's lead.
Yeah.
If she can get clear like that in her heart, so can you.
Yep.
You have the divine inspiration. You've gotten the message. Now, guys, you got to act.
Yep.
So back to our other caller. You don't care right now if anybody freaking reads this book or not.
Yep.
You're there to write it for the joy of writing this book.
Yep.
Knowing that the world's going to receive it. You don't have to know how, when, why, nothing. You just have to create it.
Yeah.
You see? And that allows you to move into the joy and the clarity. When you look down the road and go, oh my gosh, I never have. How can I? And I know what you're going through because that's what I went through with Conscious Creation. My first book took me a year and a half to write that book. And I kept wanting to go away from it and move away from it. And I had a mentor in John Edward. When I did the session with John Edward, my late husband came through. And he said, he's showing me writing. Whatever you have to do, you've got to finish this book. The world is waiting for this book.
Mm.
And that's what gave me the impetus. And they're saying, I'm bringing this up to you because they're saying the same thing to you.
Oh.
You've got to write this book. The world's waiting for it. But you have to do it for yourself, for your own joy. Okay?
Yeah.
Just like your daughter knew in her heart what was right for her.
Yep.
Okay.
And I go to, well, how does the money come in while I'm doing it? And I had a business idea that I've been sitting on for 6 months, and to start an e-commerce business. And I go back and forth like, oh, is that the thing that's going to help me? But I haven't acted yet. And I don't
know
where I'm tying myself up.
Well, you're never going to know until you act. You see, that's just a stall tactic. That's how our mind dip us around so we don't follow our heart.
Uh-huh. Got it.
So, and they're also saying, you can do 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things at the same time, Emily. I know, because I do.
Yep.
So don't start asking what's in your way. Just say, okay, how can I? What's the first step? Where do I start?
Uh-huh.
Now what do I do? Okay. Don't ask the questions that are going to give you answers of things in your way. Ask the questions that are going to move you forward.
Got it.
Okay. All right, my love. Get to work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
They're waiting for it, Emily. Okay. All right, Miss Coral. My gosh, haven't heard from you for a while. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's up?
Well, this call has really kind of hit some of the nails on the head of things that I've been going through about how to maintain yourself and not get in sucked into other people's drama. Sometimes I'm really, really good at it, and then sometimes not so much.
Okay, I'll show you. It's real easy. Everybody is someplace right now. I want you to look as far to the right as you can and notice what you're looking at. Really take it in. Now I want you to look as far to the left as you can. Can you see any of that stuff that you saw to the right? No, you can't.
No.
That's the simplest answer to your question. What are you looking at, Coral, and what are you focused on? Because when you start focusing on the stuff you don't want, you can't hold your attention and focus on the stuff that you do. So if you don't want to be, you know, teased and coaxed away from focusing on what you want, then you don't look at it. Period. You don't let it in. Or you let it in and you go, thanks for visiting, but I'm going to go to the left, not the right.
So when
they're saying
in the
inside you, the channel saying, you're doing, yeah, but it's not that easy. And they're saying that it's exactly that easy. So go ahead. What were
is
you
going
to say?
Is it okay to just, like, literally when it happens, is it okay to just turn around and ignore someone?
Yes, it is. And you can also acknowledge them and yet not be threatened by them. You see, what they're doing is they're threatening your knowing. And so you're enabled to look at them and go, look, I understand that's the way you feel. I understand that that's your truth. I understand that you believe that. That is not my truth, and it's not what I believe. Therefore, I'm going to go do this. And I still respect you, and I'm going to go do this. And I still love you, and I'm going to go do this. Because, honey, if there's anything in you where you think they might be right, then they're going to smell that. They're going to hit that chord in you. That's going to expand, and then you will do exactly what I talked about in the first of the show. You will move out of your knowing, and you will go into confusion. And then you start sending out the charges that will not help you create what you want. Do you understand, Coral?
I do. Lately, what's been happening is I have really changed some, like, I have a problem sometimes asking for what I want, even if it can be sometimes the simplest thing. So I've been trying to work on that, and this is specifically with my mother. This is who I'm getting this reaction from. I will ask her something, and I make sure I'm asking in a way, like, please, could you just do this?
But that has no strength behind it, Coral. Please, can you just do this? Is coming from a victimness. Mom, we're doing this. I need you to do this, and I need you to do this now.
Then I'm totally.
Can you hear the difference? Huh?
Yeah, but when
you
I
don't
do
have
that,
to, Coral,
actually,
you
it doesn't
don't
really
have
matter
to
what
be
I do.
A good it's... little girl anymore. You're worried about being a good little girl. You need to be a strong woman for yourself while you continue to respect and love your mother. I'm not telling you, I would never tell anybody to disrespect their mom. But I will tell you that as much as I loved my mom, she wasn't right about a lot of things for me. So they want to give you a core belief here because that's what's driving this. Okay, I'll never be good enough, so I just leave. And what that means is I'll never be good enough, so I leave me. I leave what I want. I leave my power. I leave my knowingness. I leave what I know is best for me. because I'll never be good enough. So what your mom plugged you into is you're not going to be good enough, Coral, if you don't do this. Or if you don't let me do this. So do you want to know that you're good enough? Because if you get everything in alignment and go into your heart, you will feel your enoughness, sweetheart, because that's the truth of who we all are, Coral. We're enough. I want you to spend the whole week feeling into that. And they want us to balance everything so far, claiming the symbol. The symbol neutralizes everything but the truth. I want to remind everybody that. The symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. All right, you got your answer. Do you understand your answer?
Somewhat, yeah.
Well, okay. Your homework this week, then, is to understand it fully. Because you have to get this and shift that knowingness. And then when you present yourself, people will get your knowingness also. Okay?
I feel like when I try to stand in that, it seems like with other people, I'm really, really good at it. With her, her pattern comes up, and as soon as you say anything to her,
yeah, but you can't blame it on her.
No,
you cannot blame it on her. This is your opportunity, Coral. It's your opportunity to find the remaining part of you that leaves your knowingness because of your mom. This is your great, she's bringing you a gift, honey. But you have to seize the opportunity to shift this within you. And once you are very clear and shift that vibration, she will shift. Or your relationship with her will shift and it won't matter. So I want you to focus on that and get back to it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I know we want to fight for our limitations here when it comes to this, but you cannot go on the reality you've already created, guys. The reality you've already created is false. It's been created from a false belief system. Now's the time to create the new belief system that creates the new reality. And we're going to Ellen, I believe you're a first-time caller. Hi, welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you. And I actually think that what you just said was for me specifically, or so it seems.
Yes, you will find, Ellen, on this show that everything, and on the webinars too, we're all one energy. And so we bring in for ourselves and each other what we all need to know. So how can we help you today?
Well, I am not happy with the world I have created, and I know that I have created it. I would like to make changes in several areas of my life, relationships, family, career, money. Now, that's everything, it sounds like. So I guess what I want to do is turn it over to Spirit for a channeled message. What is my best way forward of tackling any or all of these issues?
Okay. You just put some great questions out for everybody. Yes, it does seem like you want to change everything. But to change everything, all we have to do is shift ourselves. Because who we are, we take into everything. There's two core mm-hmm. beliefs that are running your entire show. Hold on. Here. Well, this is interesting. We're going back to this. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. In other words, when I get what I want, when the world shows me that I'm loved, when I'm feeling loved by the world and others, that depresses me or has a negative connotation in some way. So I want you to go back to your childhood. Why would love, or you watching the expression of love, or you being given the message of love, be depressing in any way?
If we go back to childhood, then it was probably kind of a smothering love. My mother is a dear woman, but she was kind of smothering and did, what can I put it, depress me.
Okay. Yeah. So I want you to all hear that translates now as adults to the world's going to do the same thing to me. So let's just take relationship. I can't create a relationship that I want now because there's this core belief in me that they're going to smother me if I do.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to career. Okay, I can't broaden my career, expand my career, do in my career what I want to do because in some way the world will have a right to smother me then. They can smother me by not allowing me to be successful. They can smother me by not loving what I do in the world and allowing me to expand. So do you see how that one belief can go into all the subjects that you were speaking of?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the second one then. This page. Okay, it's the first one. I can never be God, which means I can never be my own creator, which means, like our last caller, my mom has power over my own creation, right? Or the school has power over my own creation. Or ultimately, we have to decide what we want. The best way to do that is to look at what is going on in our life that we don't want. Right now, what you don't want is the freedom to, you don't want to be held back in the freedom of your own self-creation. So what you want then is to know that I'm in charge of the freedom of the own creation of my life. That's what I want to know. Now, I'm going to choose to know that, to direct myself to know that, so that I can look out in my world and go, okay, I'm creating it here. So what do I want to create in relationships? What do I want to create in my career? What do I want to create in my body? What do I want to create in my health, right? To be very, very, very clear of how you want to create who you are. And one of the core things is I want to know that when I'm loved, I'm in total joy. That the world loves me and I love me, and together that creates total joy for me in my life. Do you understand?
I'm writing it down exactly so I can say it later. I want to know when I love, I'm in total joy. I think that's a great phrase.
Yeah, and just start writing down on paper, baby. This is specifically what I want. All of you, after you write down the qualities that you want in everything. Peace, joy, health, love, understanding, truthfulness, integrity, joy, happiness, fun, right? We want that in all places in our life. So that applies to all of the specific subjects. And again, the channel is saying, focus only on what you want. Focus only on what you want. If what you want is to your right, only look to the right. Don't look to the left. Right? Don't listen to the people that are challenging you, or listen to them and go, oh, I see. They're showing me the part of me that still isn't clear about what I want. Otherwise, I wouldn't be plugged in by this. So I'm choosing to know clearly about what I want and feel great about it. Do you understand?
I do. I actually was not aware of how deep those core beliefs were because I have worked on this concept. I really do believe I am in charge of things, that I am a great influence on how things happen. I didn't always feel that way. I almost felt like buffeted by the winds in some ways. But I guess I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me end the show because we're running out of time here.
Okay.
by saying that you brought up a very important thing that everybody needs to know. Your deepest core beliefs and fears and challenges are coming out right now, guys. That your deepest places are coming out. Seize the moment with joy and be challenged. Be happy about the challenge. Meet the challenge and move on. Because this is this time that we're in, if we meet these challenges, you can move forward so exponentially, it's unbelievable. All right, Ellen, thank you so much, sweetheart, for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, everybody. I ran through the calls as fast as I could. Know that your question has been answered or at least opened to the answer. Go to your heart. If you want the process, make sure you get the e-blast from last Monday. I wrote it out for you. It's simple, but you got to do it. I love you. Join me on the webinars. Order some Bubba's for Christmas if you're so inclined. But most of all, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.